Welcome to By Measure. I'm Billy Howard. Pasty Face is the frontwoman for the raw and emotive power trio, Beat Drun Jewel. Influenced by PJ Harvey and Sonic Youth, Pasty Face belts darkly personal lyrics, matched by her equally noisy and bluesy guitar playing. Beat Drun Jewel released an EP titled Off Your Face last year. Here's the track, ABBSOCEC.
Sitting in her kitchen having some delicious cocktails and watching her dogs run around. But we were also talking about the Chicago music scene and her band. She's in a band that she fronts called Beat Drun Jewel. That's like a power trio. And then she's also in another band called The Limbos. I was wondering what made you want to write kind of gritty rock songs that, I mean, they seem kind of, I like a lot of autobiographical stuff in your lyrics, but like really intense as well. I was wondering if you're like into that kind of music or you felt like that's just what comes out when you write.
I guess sort of a combination of both. Actually, I didn't want to write that music for a long time because I didn't think people would like it. Like, people I know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you, you know, I don't know, you see a person one way, it's just weird to, like, see them get on stage and scream at you.
I totally know what you mean. But sometimes that's just what comes out.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, I almost had to, like, kind of admit to myself who I was, and that's just, like, the reality of who you are. And you just need to, it's either you're not going to say anything and be silent for your whole life, or you're just gonna just be yourself and do it. So then I had to do it. And it's been a lot of fun, you know, being able to express myself in that way.
Yes.
I have to say, like, I think part of the reason I did want to do it and I stopped writing music for a long time was, like, especially for women, that's, people can be very judgmental of women they see as, like, confessional writers. Mm-hmm. I come from, like, sort of, like, a writing poetry background, mm-hmm. and it's sort of, like, easy to, like, shit on female poets who are, like, confessional, you know? And, like, so I was always kind of afraid of that. Like, I always wanted to write about, you know, I don't know, a subject that was not myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually you just get to the point where it's, if what interests you is, you know, your feelings and your experience, if that is very personal for you, mm-hmm. then you just kind of have to go with it, I guess.
This might be lame, but that makes me think of this interview I read with Gwen Stefani, like, in the 90s.
Oh, really?
Like, when she first started dating Gavin of Bush, and she was like, I just have to write what I know and what I'm experiencing. Yeah. And then she was saying, like, how she felt lesser because she didn't write more poetic lyrics like maybe Gavin does in Bush. But,
oh, God, yeah. I'm trying to remember a Bush song right now. I know. But I can't because I'm having too much cocktails.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we're also kind of going through, like, a new wave of feminism. And, I was wondering if you've... It just came out, but Kim Gordon's new book.
Oh, I haven't read it yet. Yeah. I mean, I've read a ton of interviews with her.
Yeah. Do you have any... first off, do you have any, like, really good experiences about being... I don't know if you've always been, like, the only girl in a band, or do you feel like that helps your music in any sort of way, or is it just something that you have to kind of deal with?
You know, it's interesting because I've always wanted to play in a band with other women.
Yeah.
Like, it's just never worked out for some reason. And sometimes I think about that and I think about why that is. And over the course of writing this latest batch of songs that I've been writing over the couple years, I realize I'm working through, like, a lot of issues, like, gender-based issues. And I feel like it's, in a weird way, like, I kind of do need to play music with men. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I know you're supposed to say it makes no difference, mm-hmm. like, guy or girl, we're all the same, but I don't honestly feel that way. Like, I feel differently, like, playing with girls, because actually I do Venus from Moritat, and I do play like, kind of a new project. It hasn't really taken off. I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about it. But I do, you know, like, that has been a really cool experience playing with her, because she's, like, really the first girl that I've, like, seriously played with. It has been a really good experience. But the dynamic's just, like, different. And I don't know how to express why, but, and I know I'm not supposed to say this, but to some extent, like, men and women do think about music differently.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like there's, like, always the underlining, women are kind of, like, judgmental about each other.
That's true. Well, you know, I mean, I've had experiences, like, with women on both sides where it was, like, the typical, like, catty, like, okay, you don't want me to, like, upstage you or, you know, bullshit like that. And then, like, other women, like, when I started playing again, there was a girl that I was trying to put a band together, and that I was consciously trying to put a band of women together. It didn't work. But I played with her, and she, it was really interesting, because she was like, all right, guys, get out of here. These are my dogs. Many apologies. But I was talking to her about songwriting, because I was like, oh, you know, different concepts. And I was like, you know, sometimes, like, I get down on, like, the songs I write, because they all, you know, I worry that they are all going to sound like PJ Harvey songs or something. And she kind of looked at me and was like, you know, there's worse people you could sound
like. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a problem.
But it's sort of like this, like, internalized thing that I've gotten. Because, I mean, as many people love PJ Harvey, also talk shit about her, you know? Mm-hmm. Because anybody who, like, has something to say is going to be polarizing.
Yeah.
You know? And it, for me, it was just like, building the confidence. You know, maybe that's it. Like, building the confidence to, like, go out there and be myself. And maybe that's kind of why I'm sort of, I've always been drawn to, like, playing with men, because sometimes with guys, because, I mean, we live in, like, a male-dominated society. Yeah. Like, men, I would say, in general, like, maybe have a little more confidence behind them because they're sort of empowered.
Yeah.
And not saying that that's true of everybody, but, like, you know, because so sometimes when you get on stage with guys, it's just like,
yeah, we're just going to do it.
Yeah, yeah, like, whatever. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not, I'm just going to be myself, you know. So sometimes it's easier to have that mentality, whereas, like, depending on the group of women, if they're women that are, like, really into, you know, whatever type of thing, you might, you know, I don't know, get distracted or caught up in, you know, something that's not about, like, being yourself. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Have you had any bad experiences, like, directed at you just because you are a woman?
Oh, like playing music?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, I think it's that's something all women have to put up with, especially if you're going to play. I mean, you know, like playing rock, metal, anything that's, I'd say, a little more traditionally male-dominated. Because one of the great things, especially about Chicago, too, is, like, now it's almost weird if, like, a band doesn't have a girl in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, things have become, like, pretty evenly matched. But I'd still say, like, in certain scenes, like, certain types of music, it's still, I don't know. And depending on who you're playing for, if there are people that are just coming out for a show and not really involved in the scene, people are still surprised to see, like, a woman
members,
on
stage.
You get, like, weird, you know, I'll get...
Do you get heckles ever?
No. It's more, like, weird things people say, like, one-on-one
afterward
to you.
Yeah,
afterward, or even before. I had the first time I played with Limbos, I was setting up, and I this guy, like, came up to me on, I mean, we were, it was a house show, so it wasn't like on stage or something, but he was, like, up in my space, and he's like, "What is that?" It's like, it's one thing if people are observing you on stage and kind of, like, making comments to each other.
Yeah.
But it's weird to me when they come up afterwards, like, one-on-one to tell you that. Or, like, make some sort of comment. And then you're like, it's one thing to think it, but it's another thing to, like, let the person know, like, what that... what you were saying. I don't know. To talk about it abstractly.
Well, do you feel like in Chicago, do you feel like there's a sense of community between the female musicians? Because there's, like, Girls Rock Chicago, and I feel like there's been more of, like, women trying to support each other. Do you feel that way?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, because I think, like, women, to generalize again, I mean, I think women have more of, like, a pack mentality, or sort of like you know, like, I've been in your situation, let me help you, and then, you know, when it's your turn to help, like, another woman, like, you'll be there. And not to say that guys aren't like that too, but, like, I don't know, I
maybe
feel
it's
a special
more so
responsibility
when you see another woman performing, you're like, you feel more camaraderie.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to as if it was a guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I do feel that way. I have no shame in saying I get super excited when I see a girl get on stage. I'm like, yay, it's my birthday.
Exactly. Do you have any, like, favorite local bands that you always try to see, or you're excited about their music?
Oh, gosh. Well, you're going to get me in trouble. Everyone! I love everyone! No, I have to say, we were just talking about Touched by Ghoul. I love them. We just played with them, and I'm going to go see them tonight.
Ooh, yay.
So, they make me feel super good when I see them play. They're so talented. They just, like, I don't know, just like all four of them have this chemistry together that I think is super awesome. And I can't wait to hear their new album.
Well, in a little bit, I'm going to take some photos of your workspace, like your music workspace. I was wondering if there's anything that you feel like you have to have, maybe other than your gear, in like your creative space.
Ooh, I would say space.
Yeah.
I need lots of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I get this thing where I just cleaned it out today before you came. Because you can kind of like see what's going on in my brain by like looking at my space. Because it'll just like slowly get cluttered and I'll get less and less space to move around in. And then I'll need to kind of clear it out and reset. And I feel like, yeah, it's totally... When I go in there and I just see a bunch of crap, then I'm... The stuff that comes out is not going to be as good as if I go in there. I'm like, oh, I have room to do my weird stuff.
So do you do a lot of your writing at home and then you practice with a full band somewhere else?
Well, it's interesting. We kind of did our first song, like wrote a song as a band for the first time not too long ago. It was like... and it was funny too, because my husband told me about my brother-in-law was there, and he goes, he heard the song, and he goes, "Are they writing as a band now?" Like he could hear it.
Oh, interesting.
And yeah, I don't know if anybody else would pick up on it, but like I loved that. I love when people hear stuff like that, because it was so true. A lot of times, like when the band started, it was just I had just written a bunch of songs, and I was just like, I kind of got that method from Ryan, who plays in Limbos and is also the drummer in Beat Drum Jewel. The way he does it in Limbos, which I really loved because I never worked with anybody who did it this way, was he would just pre-write everything on piano, make the song, come in and be like, "Here it is." And then the band would, we just kind of like instrumentate it.
Yeah, and then everyone it would write their own part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was such an efficient way to work that I have just in the other bands that I've been in, it was just like, I don't know, what do you want to do? Yeah. Like it was, you'd get like so bogged down and like, all right, we'll just kind of like jam this out, you know? And it was just because like, really, that's not a wrong way to work. It's just that the people I was playing with, we didn't vibe right. And so it was nice starting, in a way, in a weird way, it's kind of worked out because it's like starting with like writing stuff that I could play solo and working with the full band on it. I think we kind of like developed like our specific kind of sound, like where we all come together. So now it's like when we are starting to just kind of like jam on stuff or like work on stuff together, we kind of already like know what we sound like.
Yeah.
So there's not like a whole like, well, what do we do now? Like, I guess we could do this kind of a thing. Or like, we all love like these three bands, so let's sound exactly like them, which I think is like another trap that's like easy to fall into.
Yeah. Is there anything you would like, if you could have your dream space, what's something that it would definitely have for like your creative space?
God, like a beach and like a roller coaster.
Wow.
And like everything that a like 7-year-old wants, like a wave pool and like a little snack bar.
And you would set up like on the edge of the wave pool.
Exactly, you know, with my Walkman.
Yeah.
And I would...
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. No, that's just, I wouldn't get anything done there, but I would love to for somebody to invent that space for me.
Yeah. Do you have any hidden talents other than writing, music.
Hidden talents. Ooh. I don't know. That's something you would have to ask somebody else. Because I don't know how to...
Like, do you have any great skills that are surprisingly useful, but other people might not know about?
Oh. I don't know. I guess I'm pretty boring. I'm an editor by day. I do writing and editing. And there's nothing that hidden about that. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something good that I do.
Well, if it comes back to you, just blurt it out. One of the past people that were on By Measure asked, like, how do you get the nerve to do what you do? Like, how do you get the nerve to create and, like, go on stage?
Oh.
Yeah.
Where do you get off doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, I get off just fine. Yeah, I don't know. That was getting to that point was a big struggle for me because I'm like, have always been, I don't know, kind of a private person.
Yeah.
Like, I've never wanted to, it's so weird to me now, like, having my own band, like, having to do all this, like, social media shit and, like, all this promotional stuff. Like, it's so weird doing that. I don't know, it's, like, talking about yourself and trying to tell other people, like, why you're important.
Sell them.
Like, all that stuff. It's, I don't know how to do that gracefully. Some people are very good at it, and I wish I could
it's
be
tough.
Like them.
Well, it's so hard these days. You have to, like, not only write and, like, a lot of times people self-record, and you have to be so good at all these things, and then also, like, promote and be a good business manager. It's so
really
difficult.
I mean, that's the thing, like, really, when it's just, like, you know, thinking about all the different things you do, you really do have to be good at everything, so, you know.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, you know, I'm excel at these two things, and that's all I have to do. That would be nice.
I wish.
Yeah.
Well, what is something you would ask, like, another musician? What's a question that you would always want to ask that you feel like they don't get asked very often?
Oh my gosh. Well, to be honest, I don't read a lot of artist interviews. I'll see them every once in a while, but sometimes, yeah, I guess I've just been so used to
Or
the
what's
questions.
Something you would want to, like, ask an idol that you have?
Oh. I guess for me, because my main struggle is not getting trapped and, you know, continuous, like, I don't know, self-reflection.
Yeah.
I tend to do that a lot. I tend to, like, overthink what I do. I guess I would just ask people, like, you know, how do you make sure, because a lot of artists are in their own head, and how do you get out of your own head and,
yeah,
like, make that a habit? Because I'm guessing people have all sorts of different techniques for doing that, and I want to know them all.
That's a great question, definitely.
Okay, now you have to answer it.
Oh, now I have to answer it? For me, I have to have, like, other people, like, crack the whip.
Ooh.
And, like, it's hard. It's hard to self-motivate, I think, sometimes.
Right.
So if I have
you need somebody to
a schedule
you back
or,
it.
Like, I know I have to meet with someone, then I'll do my work. But otherwise,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Scheduling stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then also cocktails, I guess.
Yeah. I like that too.
Well, where can we find you online and listen to your music and all that kind of thing?
Oh, we're on Bandcamp. And we have a weird band name, so I guess I should spell it.
Yeah.
This is, like, the thing I didn't think about when I'm like, you know, this is a good name. It's a name that's always stuck in my head, and now I have to spell it for people. So here it is. It's BEATDRUN juel.bandcamp.com.
And then you're also on Facebook and all that jazz.
We're on Facebook. I don't know how to use Twitter, so we're not on that. I'm trying to figure out how to use SoundCloud.
Oh, too many.
I don't know. Is that over now? Do people still do that,
people,
right?
People do SoundCloud, but I've never kind of figured it out either.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like...
Oh, and do you have any shows coming up?
We do. We're playing April 2nd at the Empty Bottle. I'm so excited about the show. It's for Swearing at Motorists 20th anniversary tour. It's toward the tail end of the tour.
Ooh.
So they're also playing with a band called Detective, but they spell it DTCV.
Ooh, that's the abbreviated.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they have many of the same problems that I do with spelling things and telling people their band name. But
and do you have, I think you just recorded recently. Do you have something new coming out?
Yes. Well, hopefully we're definitely going to be releasing a 7-inch this summer. Hopefully mm-hmm. we'll have something to release before then.
But you do have an EP that's out now.
Yes, yeah. We also have our EP, that's what's on Bandcamp. It's 6 songs that are super fun and will make you think. Not really.
I think so. Well, thanks for being on By Measure. This was Donna Polydoris.
Thank you. This is so much fun.
So Easy from PC Face's solo EP Video Session. To view photos of her workspace, visit bymeasure.blogspot.com.